One of the biggest topics here at the Minnesota Ag Expo was value-added product. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Wes Beck is the president of the Minnesota Corn Growers Association, and we talked just about that, the importance of value-added products dealing with ethanol, biodiesel, and biofuels.
Oh, absolutely. Corn growers are involved in so many aspects of it. You know, we always talk about the Checkoff Delivers campaign. And, you know, when you look at our budgets and as a, being part of the leadership here at Minnesota Corn, you know, we spend a little over $2 million each year on research.
Wow.
Whether that's new uses or agronomic. You know, that's a big piece of our budget. We do a lot of sponsorships here within the state. You know, we've got the utilization committee that's really in the new use stage and how do we bring some of these new things, such as the biodegradable products, to the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we sort of lose some control over that research. But, you know, it just needs to be done. And that's part of what makes our organization effective.
You bet. Well, we were just chatting a little bit about some issues that are going on here. There's a news release that was sent out here yesterday to our attention. Kind of get us up to date on, I believe it's a lawsuit, right? There's something going on there?
There is. So the background on that, or the setup on this, is last year, six environmental groups filed a lawsuit or filed a petition against Minnesota Pollution Control Agency that they were not doing enough to regulate ag water drainage discharges.
Okay.
That's the issue at hand. They've done this on two previous occasions, once over disposal of treated seed and once over nitrates. Through the process, Minnesota Pollution Control had public input, and they came out with a statement saying they really don't have jurisdiction to regulate ag drainage water.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.